Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the fifth day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Trumos, Perek Revi, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa, there was a Baalafana Lifnei Rabbi Akiva, there was a story that came before Rabbi Akiva, Bachamishim Agudos Shol Yarok, with 50 bunches of vegetables. Shenofla Achas Mehen Losecha, and another bunch fell into these 50. Chetzio truma, half of this bunch that fell in was a truma, and half of it was chulin. So, v'amarti lefonav, and I said to Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Yosi, tale, let this truma be bottle. The truma, which comprises half of the bunch of vegetables that went in, let it be bottle. Why? Loi sheha truma tale, b'chamishim ve'echot, not that I mean that it just takes 50 bunches to be mevatel one bunch, because truma needs 100 times the amount of chulin to be able to mevatel it. Ella, but my question was, shehoyu shom mea ushnei chatzoyim, that there were 102 halves. That's how we look at it. 50 bunches is equal to 100 halves. In the bundle that of vegetables that fell, there were also two halves, one of which is chul and one of which is truma, and that half, a bunch of truma, has easily got another 100 bunches or 100 half bunches comprised in the 50 bunches that are there, plus of course its own half bunch of chul that it's got, and therefore I said that it should be bottle. The Mefarshim explains that Rabbi Yosi is coming to tell us that we don't say that maybe since the bunch of vegetables fell in, maybe we look at that bunch as the whole thing of Truma, because it itself is Medamas. It itself is a mixture which is also for Israel to have. Maybe you need 100 bunches to Mevatel. We don't say that. We say that bundle will only be Medamas, will only present a problem to the proportion of 50% of it, because half of it only is truma. And therefore, since you've got another 50 bunches, you've actually got another 100 half bunches of chulin. So those 100 half bunches of chulin plus the half a bunch of chulin in this bunch that fill in, that's half truma and half gudas, can mevatel the half a bunch of the truma that we have. Some of Farshim learned that Rabbi Yosi is coming to bring a proof to the case of the two baskets, which we mentioned in the previous HaMishnah. We said that when you have two baskets, and even if they're not joined together, but they contain chulin in each, they will join together, unite, to be mevatel, a bunch of a sov truma that falls into one of them, and I don't know which one it fell in, even though these two kupos, the two baskets, are not merged together, are not mixed together. We look at it as if they're merged together. In the same way as these bunches of vegetables, we say too that they're, even though individual, separate bunches of vegetables, they all join together to get to 100 halves, 100 halves. Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. Sa'al Truma Tameah. If there was a saw of Tomei Truma, which is also for eating, even for a coin, and nevertheless, it can be bottled if you have 100 times of chulin like it, like the din of Truma Tomei, like the same din as Truma Tehoira. But here the Truma was Tomei. Shenoflo lefoches memei chulin. And here the problem was that it fell into a quantity of less than 100 times the size of it of chulin. Oil maserishin, or it fell into maserishin, which again doesn't have 100 times of maserishin, as much as the truma tmeya. Oil masersheni, or it fell into masersheni, which is normally taken up to Yishlaim. Oil hektish, or this truma that's tomei fell into hektish, for produce that's been donated to the temple treasury. Bein tmein, bein tohirin. Whether the chulin that it fell into, or the maaserishin that fell into, or the maaserishin fell into, or the hektish fell into, whether they are tomei or tohar, that's irrelevant. What's relevant here is the fact that the saw, the of truma that fell in was tomei. In all these cases, you recover. The whole thing has to be rotten. Leave it to get rotten. since the whole thing becomes meduma, becomes uneatable, and no one can eat it. And the whole din has a din like din. The whole mixture now has a din like truma, which is tameh, which is also for achila, for also to be eaten, even for a kohen. So there's no remedy for this mixture. You got to leave it there till it rots. The Rambam writes, when do we say this? This is something that, if it could not be eaten raw, so no one's going to eat it. There's not a chash, there's not a worry. But if it's something that could be eaten raw, then don't leave it around even to let it rot, because someone might pick it up and eat it. But burn the whole lot, just like you burn truma, which is tameya. Indeed, some of us should point out that the Mishnah actually says Yirkovu, they should rot, rather than Yidoleku, they should be burnt in fire, or use it as fuel, because we are worried that until he gets to make it and use it for fuel, there might be a takola, might be some stumbling block that will be eaten. Because people tend to be more lenient and makel when it comes to truma that's mixed with chulin. For this reason, the Mishnah says Yirkovu. That's why some say Yirkovu, they should let it rot. Says the Mishnah further, Im tahoira hoisa oisa hasa. What happens if that saw that fell in was actually tahoira, and it fell into less than 100 saw of chulin, which is tahoira? So a kohen is now allowed to eat it. There's no problem for a kohen. A Yisrael can't have it because it's got less than 100 times the quantity of truma. It's got less than 100 times of chulin times the quantity of truma. So you machru la koyanim bidmei truma. What you do with this mixture is you sell it to the koyanim, but you can't charge more than the price of truma. Truma is always much cheaper than chulin for the obvious reasons. Truma can only be eaten by a koyan. Truma could only be eaten in a state of tara. All the restrictions are there. Whereas chulin is anyone can eat it, and it doesn't. You don't have to be tahor to eat it, etc. But this mixture, no one can have it other than a kohen, so you sell it to the kohenim. You keep the proceeds of the sale, chutz midmei oisosa, says the Mishnah, except for the value or the price of the sov truma that fell in, that you have to give free of charge to the kohen. Like you always do, even if the truma is bottled in a mixture, you have to always give the one sov, whatever the equivalent of whatever fell into the kohen. What happens if this saw of truma that was tahora fell into maaser rishon? Maaser rishon is what the levy gets, and the levy normally takes a tenth of his tenth to the kohen, and it fell into maaser rishon where the levy had not yet separated truma's maaser. Yikra shame l'truma's maaser. So what the person should do is, the farmer that has this mixture now, he's got maaser rishon, he's got the 10%. That he was going to give to the levy. And now, look at this disaster. He's got a sov truma that fell into it. So, he has to sell it to, it shall be sold to the kohen for the value of truma, except for the cost of the sov truma that fell in, which has to be given free of charge, and except for the trumas meiser that is in it as well. Because trumas meiser, which is a tenth of the tenth, which normally the levy would separate and give to the kohen, now this has to be given to the kohen also free of charge. So so he can keep the farmer can keep the proceeds of the sale of this maaser rishon into which the truma fell, except for the part that he has to refund, give back to the kohen, is the value of the truma that fell in, and also the trumas maaser, the tenth of the tenth that had to be given anyway from this block of maaser. That's how some learn the Pshat in the Mishnah. Others learn that what the Mishnah means is as follows. This last statement, Yikrashem Trumas Maaser. What the Mishnah means is that the Yisrael, the farmer, goes to the Levi and says, look, I've got a problem. I've got Maaser. I was going to give it to you. I can't. It's got Truma mixed in it. And you can't eat it either. No one can eat it now except for a kohen. And I'm asking you, the Yisrael will tell the Levi, can you swap it for some chulin that you have? I'll give this to you, give this 10 kilos, whatever it is to you. You give me back the equivalent in chulin. The levy now has this block in front of him. He makes the whole block trumas meiser for other meiser that he has in the store or in his house for which he hadn't yet taken Truma's Maisa yet, for he hadn't taken a tenth of a tenth. He uses basically this whole block that has the Truma mix in it as Maisa, as Truma's Maisa for what he has, or at least the Maisa's part of it, that he has for the Maisa of Tevel that he has somewhere in the store, and gives the whole thing to the Kohen. Now it's given to the Kohen, there's no problem. V'im l'maisa sheni oil hekdesh naflo. What happens if this saw of Truma Tehoira fell into Maisa Sheni, which is what the farmer himself takes up to Yerushalayim and eats, or it fell into Hekdesh. It fell into Hekdesh, which is Tahara, crops which were given, or grain which was given to the Hekdesh for the treasury. They sell it and use the proceeds for repairs, maintenance for the Hekdesh. Hare Elu Yipodu, then they have to be redeemed. That's what normally do with Maisa Sheni. You redeem it if it's too much to carry to Yerushalayim. But here, he definitely has to redeem it because he's got truma mixed in it. He can't eat it. So the farmer can't eat it. So you redeem it. And you redeem also, in the case of Hekdesh, you redeem the Hekdesh. What happens to the money? The money takes on the Kedusha of Hekdesh, and the money is then belonging to Hekdesh. The Maisa Sheni money that you got has to be taken up to Yerushalayim and buy fruits and vegetables, buy things there in Yerushalayim to eat in Yerushalayim. And the actual goods now, the actual crops that you've redeemed, this Maisa Sheni that you've redeemed, the Hekdesh that you've redeemed, just give it to the Kohen or sell it to the Kohen, except for the proceeds of the value of Truma that got into the mixture, which has to be given free of charge to the Kohen. So far, our Mishnah has talked about a case where the Truma is Tameya or the Truma is Tahoira, and it fell into Chulin, which is Tahoira. Now Mishnah turns to another case. What happens where the actual Chulin is Tameh? Says the Mishnah further, V'im Tameim Hoyois and Chulin. What happens if the Chulin, in which the Sav Truma got mixed, is Tameh? Now we have a different problem. We have a problem that we have to be very careful with this Truma that's fallen in, to make sure that the Truma does not become Tameh. Once Truma is Tomei, there's no hope for it. You either burn it or you let it rot, as we learned before. But now, the Chulin into which it fell is Tomei. The Truma itself is Tahor. What can you do to ensure that the Truma will not become Tomei? So, what you do is, there's a number of options. First option the Mishnah suggests is Ye'achlu Nikudim. Let this mixture of Chulin and which is Tomei and the Truma, let it be sold to the Kohenim, except of course for the value of the Truma net, which you cannot keep, you give for nothing. They will eat it Nikudim, they will eat it in little points, literally it means points, in little pieces, little loaves. Each loaf will be maybe only half a baya, half an egg. An egg, a baya is 2 ounces, so it'll be only, let's say, 1 ounce. Why does this help the Kohen? If the Kohen makes little cakes of it, or little loaves of it, which are tiny, which are less than the size of a baya, then that ensures that the chulin that's in it, the chulin makeup of it that's in it, will not be matame the truma part that's in it. And therefore, when you make it from that meduma, a little kikoktan, a little small loaf, the chulin, which is tome, less than the size of a bear, has not got the power to spread too much of the truma that's in it. So you've got dozens of these little cakes that the Kohen will make out of it, and there won't be tome. Others learn that nikudim means dry. The Kohen will eat it dry, will not mix it with any liquids, so that the truma will not be mukhshar lekabel tuma, not susceptible to receive tuma. Oi kloyois, says Mishnah, another option. Kloyois, toast them. The Kohen will toast this mixture of chulin tameim and the truma. They will toast it in a fire, not cook it. What's the advantage? We know that food to become tameh needs to become first mukhshar lekabel tuma, has to be rendered susceptible to tuma, which is to come into contact with any of the 7 liquids, which are dew, water, wine, oil, blood, milk, and bees' honey. If food has not come into contact with any of these 7 products, any of these 7 liquids, after it's been detached from the ground, it cannot become tameh. And therefore, says suggests the Mishnah, we tell the Kohen to make sure he toasts this grain, and if he toasts it, then it doesn't matter that there's truma in mixed with the chul in that tummy, because the chul in that tummy can't make the truma tummy unless that truma was first muksha l'kabel tummy. So toasting it will solve that. Oi, and yet another option, says the Mishnah, yiloy shuba me peres. Let them knead it, let them be kneaded with fruit juice, with pomegranate juice or berry juice, etc. What's the advantage of that? Because any fruit juice, that's pure fruit juice, has no water in it, cannot be machsher a food l'kabel tumah. Therefore, the truma, even though it's been made and cooked with this or prepared with the fruit juice, it will not become tumah, not become muchsher l'kabel tumah, not even rendered susceptible to tumah, and therefore not able to be contaminated or metameh, become tumah through the cholin. Or yet another a solution, or divide this chulin, that's a mixture of chulin and tumim and truma, divide it into many, many different little doughs, so that not in one of the doughs that you've made, not one of them is there a shear of a kebaya. And in that case, again, chulin cannot spread tumah to truma, that's mixed with it. Any food less than the size of a baya has not got the capacity to matame others, as we said before. In any of these ways, the Kohen will be able to eat this mixture because it's chulin that is tame, mixed with truma that is tahoira. This is in contrast to the beginning of our Mishnah, where the truma was already tame, and any mixture of that less than 100 is no remedy. That's why we said yirkov or let it rot, etc.